tonight, and we start off with Uranus, every planet in the solar system.
Start off with what?
We're broadcasting Uranus. Live from Uranus tonight.
That looked like your screensaver. Well, that wasn't your screensaver.
It really was a screensaver, right?
Oh, that was a screensaver?
Yeah, that was a screensaver.
I wish I could show y'all what his screensaver is, but it's a white woman giving head to a black guy. Well, that's a screensaver. You know what type of life
you can catch my clips. Mm-hmm. I think they're just about to hit that Cotton Candy BBW porn star website, cottoncandy.com.
Oh, you on there. That's
my
right.
My first scene.
I don't want to watch that, but it's all good.
Oh, it was a shot, a photo shoot. I didn't want it to end. I really didn't want it to end.
It probably ended.
But we had to get to work. We had to get to the club.
Mm. So you shot a scene with Cotton Candy?
Yeah. There's only one other person in the room, cameraman, you know, who can attest to the situation behind the scenes.
Right.
But you can see the in front of the scenes at cottoncandy.com. And we're coming back to Chicago June 23rd. Already confirmed. I thought it was going to be at least another 2-3 weeks before she got the confirmation on the date.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton Candy works so hard. She's in Tampa right now. She just got back from Tampa. She drove down there.
That video you sent me with the four big girls piling up on top of each other, I don't know, was they trying to make a Polish a sandwich or what, but it was four 400-pound girls.
I forgot to tell you.
Piled up on top of each other.
One of the girls.
Strangest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know if her
that wasn't porn. That was a bowl of gumbo.
I don't know if her heel gave out on her or somebody spiked her drink.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened. The chick, she opened up the dressing room door.
Right.
And 2 seconds later, I hear a thud. Boom, 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 boom.
One of the big girls?
The big girl, she done fell down. Mm. Okay. Call help. We need a little help to get big diamond dial butts off the ground.
Diamond dial butts.
Diamond dial butts. Mm. I think that was her name. I'm not sure if that was her name. It might have been.
Heavy
who knows?
Jumbo loot.
But it was quite a spectacle. And they're already booking a bigger venue.
They need it. They need it.
They need it.
Because it wasn't enough room in that room for all them big girls in there at one time.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you like big girls, is that's the place for you. Because that's a scene.
And there's a bunch of guys there. I mean,
yeah, I seen it. It was tight. I'm shocked that many dudes is really into that. I like midgets, though. Midget strippers. For some reason, I don't know what it is. I like teeny midget strippers.
I don't usually get to call for the midget strippers, so I wouldn't be able to really tell you.
You ever see the little midget ladies? They because their shapes be like real, but they just be like little people.
Little people.
Yeah, I like midget. I'd rather do that than shout out to Cotton Candy, but I'd rather do that than big girl porn.
All right.
Even though Cotton Candy, I would fuck with her.
Heavy. Yeah, that thing is nice.
Yeah, like, Cotton Candy's heavy with it.
You know,
and titties. One titty is.
No, they're both.
Man.
Once she lays on her stomach,
they spread out. Yeah,
doesn't matter. Yeah. There's no size. It's an infinite.
Look like a king size bed. Yeah,
infinite titties.
Yeah,
they just don't stop.
Mm. And she always have a white guy underneath her that you can't see his face.
Oh, the white. You know, I forget that she actually does porn, like real porn.
Yeah.
So when I'm with her, it's just like, you know, we're like brother and sister.
Yeah.
But, you know, on another.
She's the madam. She has all the women underneath
her.
She's the madam.
She is,
but she does it. When she has to go in, she goes in herself.
I see how she talks to the girls, and they pay attention.
Yeah.
One of the big girls was trying to do her own thing, and Cotton said, we're not doing that. Who's that with the big hair?
Mm.
Okay.
You can't suck no dick
until
I tell you.
Tell her to come here, please.
Yeah.
And the girl came down. She said, yes, and two-thirds of another thing, and you're going to give me $25 and this and that and a third. She's like, oh, yes, I will do that for you, girl. You know, I ain't want to just come in here and just be doing my thing.
Right, right.
You
here's your 25%. Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, Cotton Candy gets it popping. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
She runs all big girl porn.
And she let me run that tab up in the hotel. Like, all I had to do was say the room number, and I was in there. Like, she didn't even flinch. I was like, I didn't have to tell her. She said, whatever you want, get it.
Dang.
I'm in Starbucks heavy. Speaking of Starbucks.
You in Starbucks.
I was in Starbucks heavy. Oh, no. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, boy.
You know.
Don't sit down. You better get in and get out of there.
Well,
if you sit down for a couple of minutes and get yourself together.
I get it from a different perspective. I get it from a different perspective.
Right.
Why? Because I was, and to my credit today, I'm still the best barista Starbucks ever had.
The best what?
Barista. I can talk because I was the guy making the drinks. That was me.
Oh, okay.
I was,
I'm like, what the fuck? I was are you talking doing Spanish?
All. You catch me at that front counter, man.
What the fuck are you saying? A barista? Okay.
Yeah, that's the professional term for coffee maker.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay. And I'm in like their top stores. Like, I'm so good, they're sending me on tour. You know, they're sending a little Negro around. You're going to need you up in Bryn Mawr tonight, or this weekend, and go up King of Prussia.
The barista?
Yeah. Take your barista skills down to Manny Young Truth, Tony, this year. Okay. Y'all really pimping me out like that, right? Okay. So I make the best of the situations, regardless of where they sent me.
Did you know that they was racist?
Did they
mostly, give you any type of feeling that they didn't like you?
I didn't get that.
You didn't get that?
I didn't get that. You know, it was some weirdos that I work with, and you know, you just sort of accept their weirdness. I had Ben, he's a Negro, but he was the reverse racist.
Yeah.
Right.
There's nothing worse than a black guy that hates blacks.
Right.
Yeah.
To talk to all the white girls.
Hang with the white folks.
Look, people coming in trying to order a coffee, he's talking to all the white girls. He's pulling the sisters out. Hey, coffee, pick it up. Yeah, go ahead down.
Yep.
But when the white girls would come up, he spent 15, 20 minutes.
Mm.
Okay. I said, bro, man, you got to keep the line moving.
Mm.
Okay. But they caught him eating out the garbage can in the line at the. They did.
He talked, hanging with all the white folks, but then they caught his ass.
Yo, I laughed so fucking hard.
I can imagine you did.
Oh, my God. They said, Ben what?
Yeah. Not Ben that hangs with all the white folks. You talking about Ben that thinks he's better than all the niggas?
Yo,
the
general manager came out and swatted the sandwich out of his hand because she was watching him on camera. So she came out. I was with her. I saw it happening in real time.
You pointed it out. Look at this nigga.
I told him to throw that new La Brucerie sandwich out. Okay?
But he tried to eat it.
He tried to eat the fucking sandwich.
And she caught him.
She got him. Oh, that was the worst. And then he couldn't make coffee, so it would be a mess. It's just 2 inches of milk just all on the counter and shit. Like, Ben, just get off. No.
Mm.
No, I got it. I got it. And then he was, I got it this time, baby boy. I'm going to get that thing. People be like, yo, this tastes like shit. Coffee already tastes like shit. Now it really is tasting like shit. You know?
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I come from a different perspective. Yeah. I think the guys did a great job handling the situation.
Why? What do you mean by that? Because
they were calm Negroes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they didn't cause a scene.
No.
At the moment, you know, with the Me Too movements and the you know, black every mat. There's so many hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of hashtags, we're gonna come back to that. These guys had a chance. They saw victory in their. They said,
listen, they might have seen a case coming. They
listen, bro.
Seen that I can
just
see
let it happen.
Them. Yeah.
Neither one of us got warrants.
Right.
We're good.
Right.
We can let this happen.
Right.
And we'll be out. We know.
We're going to get a case.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That was like the Eagles move. That was like the Philly what's it called? The Eagles move?
The Eagles.
Nick Foles move?
Oh, Philly.
The Philly.
Dilly Dilly.
Okay, it's got to be a name for this.
Because
they pulled this one off. They got the CEO to come to the city to apologize to them in person.
I want some cash. I don't need an apology. I need cash.
Yeah,
bring the truck.
We accept
back the truck up while you're coming.
We accept the apology. Not only do we want free Starbucks.
Fuck a Starbucks.
Gold card memberships for the rest of our lives for us and our family.
Mm.
We want $6 million in stock.
Damn. We want stock in Starbucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're looking at the big picture here.
Right.
Okay. On how your gift can keep giving and giving and giving.
So you're going to keep apologizing.
Right.
60 million times. 6 million times.
We'll take a cash out option for 150. Yeah.
So they the cops came in because they was just sitting there or because they was cussing or they was watching porn like you on your laptop or what was the reason?
They were just sitting there waiting. That's it.
And then they said, we need to call the police on
the Negroes. We'd have people in our Starbucks. You know, we would open at 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I stuck the key in the lock, they were already rushing the door. Okay?
To
set up booths and get by the internet and... You know, might get a small cup of coffee that might be $1.91, you know, because coffee is so expensive. By the time you say large venti coffee, whatever, sugar and all that, you're about $6-7 in.
I actually was talking to this white guy the other day about that, and he was like, because they was loitering. They should know the rules. Where was the sign that says that you can't sit there?
What up, Negro Meads 11th Street? That's my cousin. This is another family thing. I don't know.
Your family stays on your Facebook Live.
Is that what this one is?
Yeah.
Because I'm never
for
sure.
I don't know which one it is.
We got so many streaming cameras in here. It's almost getting to a point where there's more cameras than people. Okay?
I know. The more cameras we got, the less cameras, work you produce.
I'm working on one more camera. Yeah,
the more cameras. When we had one camera, he was all over the place. We hear bombs blasting. The more cameras working, we don't hear no bombs, no claps. We don't hear none of that shit. He just chills.
He's here. Good.
He got let a lot the cameras do the
desserts on the table. I guess it was a good big exclusive
big
show.
Exclusive. Whenever Big Exclusive has a show, it's always food around.
Always you ever snacks. Notice that?
There's snacks everywhere. You got to move the snacks off the table when Big Exclusive.
Yeah, that's
he's a snack king.
Classic.
He should be called the Snack Exclusive Show.
Snacks. Big snacks.
Big snacks.
Oh, no, we got
whatever
big
the snacks. Whatever the snacks with E-Town. Whatever
happened to him. He's supposedly working out. Lost a couple pounds. And that's great. You know, he put the A-Town scandal behind him. And
so what is he going to do now?
He's got a mixtape album coming out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
God damn. All the retarded people's making albums. I guess if Cardi B can be number one.
Big snack. Now, A-Town is done.
A-Town's done?
Yeah, A-Town is.
I seen him and his mom crying on the Instagram. When you got your mom crying for you, you desperate. You on your last leg.
A-Town's done. I think he's back down the bottom.
Give me a movie deal.
His family's from down the bottom. I think I'm
gonna call my mom and ask her to cry and give me a movie deal. It might work. Heavy.
But a lot going on this week, last week, coming up in a few weeks. All right.
I had a crazy week.
I know you did. And get totally into your story.
Yeah.
Because I know you got some stories. I don't know if you have any edibles, if you brought anything back.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the guy had a stroke or fucking at the show while I was on stage.
Who had a stroke?
Some dude. Some light-skinned boy.
A comedian?
No, he's in the audience. His eyes just rolled back and he just fell off.
You made somebody have a stroke with your comedy.
No, no. He laughed so hard he fell out. But he literally fell out on the floor and was dying right in front of everybody. And people laughing, like talking, move that nigga out the way. I'm like, nigga, the nigga's really dying. Man, move him to the back. You don't touch him.
It's the whole family's checking in. Okay, I'm trying to go
that's
by the
only time you can have a family reunion is on Instagram.
We do have our reunions here. And I appreciate it. You know, they say once you get to a point where your family starts supporting you and, you know, the block is on your side, you know, it feels different. It feels different. You know, because that's the hardest crew to. Because they saw you from the beginning. They didn't believe you would get to this point in your life.
But they actually thought you would be dead by now.
No, they didn't think that. They did not think
with
that.
With all the heroin they thought back in the day.
From the first time I heard myself on tape, which was in the first grade kindergarten. I remember it crystal clear.
You was on the radio in the first grade?
Well, we recorded our voice on a vocal.
Yeah, I'm quitting.
On a vocal.
Okay, because you done did everything. Starbucks, fucking JCPenney. You worked everywhere.
I did.
Now you was recorded. At what age? Five?
Did I work at JCPenney? I worked at Sears I did work
three
at Sears
times.
Three times.
Three times.
Three different departments. Ended with the credit department and ended up in handcuffs. I did. I ended up in handcuffs.
I've never seen a guy that had so many jobs and still asking, are they hiring, in my entire life. This nigga's working and always. You done been fired from at least 18 different jobs.
I ain't been fired that much.
Oh, you just leave?
Just transition.
You can't be trusted.
I walk across the street. I left one villa. I went to the other villa. Then I went to the other villa.
Cell phone company and was watching in the mall. You're looking across the street at them at the other side of the
They're
mall.
They're calling
you
me.
You walks over there and then you and you
just give me a job.
Then you work over there with them.
And then I host the grand opening for the villa. They're opening it up right next door.
There's no loyalty in you whatsoever. Well, you know what I thought about? The only person you'd be loyal to is me.
Okay.
It's been, what, 10 years?
10 years.
At least.
That's been that, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's an emotional moment. let's go ahead and open up the show officially, okay? Make it official because, you know, so many people checking in.
Kenny Parker. You know Kenny Parker?
Hey,
he's
Chris,
on your thing.
Kristen.
Brandon Bruce is watching.
Brandon Bruce, what up? What up? Kenny Parker.
Tommy
Sampson
is watching.
Oh, that's Illadelph 215-267 Illadelph. Philly Town, he didn't change his name, but it's always the core is Illadelph.
Brian O'Neill is watching you?
Okay.
That's Facebook Live.
Facebook.
It's Facebook Live. Oh, yeah.
All right, don't forget, share the link. Share the love, share the link. Share the love, share the link. Because it happens when you do the sharing. That's when it starts to grow organically and it starts to pick up the pace. And next,
if you share the link, you get some tickets to TK Kirkland.
We got plenty of tickets.
Yeah, we got tickets. Oh, we got TK Kirkland show or what's the other guy name? Joe Torre show. So right. Share the link.
Share the link. Share the link. Share the love. All right. It is a terrible, terrifically titty Tuesday.
Yeah, because what you watching on this?
It is a
laptop,
titty Tuesday. We'll go back to that. It's the very disrespectful show. DJ Truth alongside the Prince, the future iconic legend of intergalactic comedy. Okay, intergalactic coast comedy. To coast. He was in the Midwest last week, you know.
Yeah.
Mile High City.
Yeah.
Mile High comedian.
I will never. Planes are terrible.
Planes are terrible. And it's Midwest. Terrible.
When you hear the engine going,
and it's screaming, you're like, oh shit, this engine is about to go.
I'm
baby.
About to knock on the door, Captain. I need to hear that shit turned up. Loud. Yeah, but I need the engine to be right.
That's the price of success. That's the price of success.
Nigga, that shit's scary.
Until you get your own plane. You can get your own plane. Mm. All right? It can happen. Yeah, all right? True, I know a lot of people with planes right now. All right? I do. All right? Get interactive with us on the Instagram, at Instagram the movie. That's going to be all one word, like still airy season.
Like Starbucks. All one word, like Starbucks.
All right, you can call in the studio, get interactive at 877-226-0998.
All right, get at me on Instagram at Comedian Malcolm Hill. Mm-hmm. That's Comedian Malcolm Hill or Malcolm Hill 215
of course. And the Twitter at DJTRUUF.
Simply the best.
Simply the goddamn best at what I do. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what we do, man. We open up all the Twitter accounts, Periscope. Are you watching from North Carolina? Oh, cuz. Okay, cuz. Come on, baby. I got you now. I got you, cuz. Yeah, that's my main man.
Okay. Oh, North Carolina. Okay.
Yeah, we in North Carolina tonight, North Carolina, baby. Okay. Charlotte, North Carolina. Who's from Charlotte, North Carolina? The most
Ric
famous.
Flair.
Woo! I can't even. Right. My voice is coming back.
Go ahead. Give us the introduction.
I can't give it to you tonight. I got to rest my voice.
For what?
I got a big show coming up June 23rd.
You resting your voice for a show in June 23rd? The day is April 7th? You resting your voice?
Resting it. Because it's going to be, oh, my God.
Well, last week, your voice was fucked up after you came back from that porn party.
It really was.
You was eating some bad.
Nah, I mean, I don't know what it was. Beep. It's just the water, eat Burger King.
No, you was in the hotel with cotton candy. Come back last week, your voice was fucked up.
Probably because I didn't get any sleep. And no, just like a lot of talking. And,
you need some penicillin.
You know, when we got the speaker blew out on us. The speaker blew out on us.
Yeah.
And, you know, 45 minutes we had to talk to the people and keep them from, like, shutting the whole situation down. So maybe that was the stress in my voice. That was it.
It wore off, though. Your voice is coming back now. So
it's coming back.
It's going out of your system slowly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things going out of the
free,
system.
Free right? Clinic is still open, too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And that's what your tax dollars pay for, speaking of which. This
free clinic. Shout out to the free clinic.
Last day.
This show is sponsored by the free clinic on Broad Street.
To file your taxes tonight. Get your taxes done, bro?
No.
You did not? Mm-mm. Today's the last day.
I owe. Yeah. I always owe.
Oh, you always owe?
Yeah.
Okay, so you say, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's fuck not going to be good for me. Everybody be happy.
Fuck
yeah,
the IRS, I'm doing my taxes. Straight from
I'm like,
the underground.
Why is everybody happy that they're doing their taxes? I'm not happy.
You got to get a financial person in your corner. Get a Jew. Hire a Jew to make some numbers crunch. What, do you
Jew
learn anything from working
Jew
here?
Producer to do it
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm asking Jew producer to do my taxes.
I'm trying to tell you.
He's good with it. He probably owe too.
Sauce it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Very disrespectful Tuesday night. I had a lot of things I wanted to touch on, especially in the 9 o'clock swing. All right, I'm get these hits out the way.
How many hits you got to play?
21 hits an hour.
Okay.
Contract.
An hour.
And, well, 21. If I can do the 21 in an hour, that's great. If not, they consider the duration of the show as an hour. Once I get set and it goes to 4 hours, then I can get the bonus 3 hours.
Okay,
but it has to be a minimum.
I'm gonna count.
Count them out. I want all you guys to count them out because we were in like the West Coast when we started. You know, our little fuck the police coming straight from. You know, we went dirty with it.
Yeah,
just to open up the show to get your attention.
Fuck the police.
Okay, that's the song when I got my driver's license. First song I put in the joint in the tape deck.
Fuck the police. Okay.
That was it, man. I peeled out that lot with my license, bang. I was like, yuck the police. I was legit, bro, for the first time in my life.
I remember when I was first legit, and I left my license home, and that cycle started all the way the fuck back over again. Back to traffic court, back to in line, back to all them fucking lines, because I left my license at home, and they didn't give a fuck that my license was at home. And you could hear that boop, boop, boop. Mm-hmm. They bringing that fucking truck to tow my fucking car, and I was right back in the same system.
But this,
with my license
this
home on the dresser.
This month on this the low, this month on the low, there is a bill that was signed that is like wiping out previous tickets.
All the tickets, yep. Okay. People don't know about that, but they
don't know.
Yeah.
But I think you got to sign up.
Yep.
Or do some research.
Wipe off most of your tickets.
Right. So instead of just letting them ride out.
That ain't on the news, though. They ain't going to show that.
Oh, no, 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 no.
That should be jammed. Like the Meek Mills fucking release.
No, 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 no.
Yeah. They don't want niggas to know that.
All right.
White folks know about it, though. They gave them all of their email.
Milwaukee County on the check-in. Milwaukee County, the 414 Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Abby.
Wow. Denver is watching us. Right? The Mile High Stadium.
Are we? Are they?
Yeah, Denver.
Nice. Nice. I like that. Hard time breathing out there?
Yeah. Hard.
Hard time breathing.
It's terrible.
It's really high.
I couldn't wait to get back to the
park. It's high and it's high. It's high altitude. And it's like the weed capital of the world.
Yeah.
All right. Breckenridge, Colorado. It's about a 90-minute drive from Denver. Okay? You go out there for a weekend. You don't need 4 or 5 days on this vacation trip. Two. Is
max.
All you need. Max.
Two.
Because if not, you might not have the energy to pack your bags and leave.
Mm.
Okay? It might take a few days to get it out of your system. You know, I've been victimized by cheese nips. Okay? And you talking about being in the heart of it all?
Yeah.
Where just like it's legal?
Yeah.
You mean I can do what?
You fucked the air up down there. You're responsible for fucking the air up in Denver.
Right. Classic.
Get them niggas back to West Philly.
Hey, listen, before we get too far deep into the banner, I want you to always remember you can touch us live. Just call in 877-226-0998. Call in. If you want to fuck with us on the air, this is live. This is the live show.
Yep.
Then it goes into syndication starting on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. So whatever we do tonight, you get a chance to hear on Saturday night, 6 o'clock. And then on Sunday morning, we do it again. And then Monday now, starting this week, it goes into podcast land. And you can catch that on the site.
Oh, wow.
The new PCRadioLive.com.
Okay.
All right. And Podomatic.
What?
Download that app, Podomatic.
Okay.
It's like the home for all podcasts. This is iTunes, of course, but sometimes you can just do Podomatic because it says app, and you just search your favorite DJ, and already I got 100 episodes already on the Podomatic site.
Already?
Already on the site. You can do your research.
You're so far ahead of the game, it ain't funny.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
This nigga already, shit just came up. He already got 100 episodes on there already.
God, hey, it's a gift.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
It's a gift.
It is what it is. That's why we're number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, you guys don't go anywhere. Miss First Lady, she's having our baby. We're going to talk about that tonight.
We're going to show it live. We need to show it live.
Yes.
That's what we'll do. We'll show it live. When we come back from the break, we're going to show her having a baby live.
Right.
So tune in.
All right.
Tune in.
Hey, listen. Don't go nowhere. It's going to be a hell of a show.
Yep.
All right.
You're going to see a baby happening live.
Oh, that's the water just broke.
Uh-oh, her water just broke. Oh, shit. Hurry up and get us back out of the commercial.